You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the local performance art scene. So happy to be joined by WEMU's own Wendy Wright, who has an extensive theater background. And we're starting off this segment with a special guest from the Out Loud Chorus in Washtenaw County. We have show coordinator and board member Tim Hammond. Hi, Tim.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us. Why don't you begin by telling us about what is the Out Loud Chorus?
Out Loud Chorus is a community chorus. It's open to anybody, regardless of level of musicianship. Our only requirement is you can match pitch. That's an important thing. But we have people in there who are music majors like me, or people who haven't picked up any music in decades. We're primarily for people in the LGBTQ community, but we are open to all. So we have a very wide variety of people, ages 16 and above, and we have people who are in their teens and people who are in their 70s, so it's the whole span of groups, and we do two performances a year, one in January and one in May.
Well, and you've been doing this for 25 years, is that
right? This is our 25th anniversary, yeah.
Do you know what the history is, who founded it or where it came from?
Well, I know that there was a group of activists in Ann Arbor in 1995 that formed the chorus. Jim Toy was one of those people and is still very involved in guiding and helping the choir get out there and do stuff. Doesn't sing with us any longer, but he's still around.
I love how your mission is, we love to make music and we love to have fun. Who doesn't want to be a part of that?
We do, yes, absolutely. There's always a lot of fun to be had. It's a lot of work, but it's very well worth it.
Yeah, I know that there are things that you do in between these two giant performances, right?
We do. We just sang at the Ann Arbor District Library. In the summertime, we are singing at Pride festivals. It seems like every other week we do Motor City Pride, Ipsy Pride, Ann Arbor Pride, and we even got asked to sing at Jackson Pride this past summer, but couldn't do it.
How many members are there in the Out Loud Chorus?
So this is amazing. We have 80 people in the chorus right now. It's very large. We've been around 40, 50, 60 for the past few years. But there's something about this 25th anniversary. We got a whole bunch of people out, and we're giant.
Tell us about that concert coming up.
Movies and movie musicals. The title is Legendary, the music of great Hollywood movies. And we have stuff ranging from the 20s and 30s all the way up to, we're doing an arrangement from La La Land, Another Day of Sun, the opening number from that.
Is there dancing too?
Well, we can call it dancing. But
there's movement. How about movement?
We call it choirography.
Because you don't have to audition, not everyone is necessarily an experienced singer, but you're teaching techniques as well as songs?
There's a variety of things, yes. We try to make the vocal technique something that's accessible to anyone, so they don't have to be a music major. We teach basic, fundamental music writing, reading skills. So yeah, there is definitely an educational element to the choir, both for the singers and then for the audience a little bit too.
But again, everyone can join, right?
Anyone can join.
And tell us about the concert.
It is on January 17th and 18th at Washtenaw Community College in Towsley Auditorium, where we perform every January, and we just love that venue. It's a nice big space, and it's accessible. And it's 8 p.m. We have advance tickets for $18, $20 at the door. We offer complimentary tickets to anyone who's unemployed or children 6 and under, and students and seniors are 15 advance or at the door.
Tim Hammond of the Out Loud Chorus. We look forward to your performance, and thanks for joining us here on Art and Soul.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Getting ready for the new year. Lots still going on in the local performance art scene, Wendy.
That is very true. First, the theater scene. There's a Jeff Daniels play happening at the Purple Rose Theater Company, and it obviously he's written a lot of plays that they've produced over the years. This one has original music by him and his son,
wow,
Ben Daniels.
Okay.
And to be noted, it does contain adult language and content. That opens on January 16th and runs through March 14th.
And tell me about Mittenfest.
Mittenfest. Well, it was interesting. I was looking at Mittenfest. It's at the Riverside Arts Center this time. They've performed all over the area. It's December 27th, 28th, 29th. And over that weekend, they have 21 different groups, bands, artists performing, and it's a big fundraiser for 826 Michigan, which helps provide the arts to kids.
They perform in Mittens? I had to ask.
You had to ask. How long have you lived in Michigan?
But it's called Mitten Fest.
Yeah, well, that's because we're the shape of a mitten.
Oh.
Michigan's a mitten.
Oh.
You know that.
I do know that. But I guess I'm gearing up for January, and I'm trying not, you know, now that Christmas has passed, I'm trying not to focus on just all the cold weather coming, right?
Oh, well, I've got something later on that I can tell you that's going to
warm
you right up.
Yep. All right, let's stick with music. Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra.
Okay, the Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra is doing a Mozart birthday bash on January 18th. And that's at the Michigan Theater, and they're going to be doing a variety of Mozart tunes. The theme this time around is youth and idealism.
Mm.
That's the theme. Of course, you know, it's Mozart.
Right.
What more do you need to know?
That's right.
And you could be somebody that if I throw out symphony number whatever, you'll know what that is, but I'm not one of them.
All right. And we love our Blue Llama Jazz Club.
We love our Blue Llama Jazz Club. The things I wanted to highlight are Curtis Taylor's quartet is coming on the 28th of December. Why you'll be excited about hearing him is he plays with Gregory Porter and appears on the recording Liquid Spirit.
Okay.
So when you hear the horns, Liquid Spirit in the background, it's him.
What's happening at the Arc?
At the Arc, we've got, here's your warm-up. Okay. We've got the Masters of Hawaiian Music.
Nice.
They are virtuosic keepers of the cultural flame. And what they do is they take folklore and cultural memory, and they add that into performance. And that's going to be happening in January 21st at the Arc.
And what about our friends at UMS, the University Musical Society?
They've got Martin Katz and Friends, and they'll be performing What's in a Song? Hugo Wolf's complete Edvard Murica songs.
She's
yeah, I know,
practicing.
I just butchered that one up.
It was okay.
So that'll be coming up on Friday, January 10th is part one, and on Sunday, January 12th is part two.
And let's kick off the new decade, 2020, with some
A laugh.
Yeah, please.
I think we need a laugh.
Yes, we do.
Two things happening. We've got 51st Jokes. That's happening at the Arc on January the 2nd. And what happens is they bring 50 comics from the area.
They do this every year.
It actually started in Brooklyn and moved to the West Coast. And now we've been doing it in Ann Arbor for a few years now. And these comics come up and they tell the first joke they wrote for this year. So the first joke of 2020. You'll hear all the first jokes on January 2nd at the Arc. Also, the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase presents Roy Wood Jr., and I remember him most because he was a finalist on Last Comic Standing. He also is a Daily Show correspondent. He's entertained millions across stage, television, and radio, and Roy joined The Daily Show with Trevor Noah in 2015 as a correspondent.
See, this seems like there is a lot going on. And, of course, we have the Out Loud Chorus and their concert. We'll put links to everything on our webpage, WEMU.org. Wendy Wright, thanks so much for joining us.
Lisa Berry, you're welcome.
On this edition of Art and Soul here on 89.1 WEMU.